Hello. Welcome to a meditation that will allow you to connect to the power of past positive experiences and achievements. Please sit in a chair in a comfortable position, ideally an upright chair that allows your spine to be straight. At the same time, allow your body to feel relaxed. Your shoulders coming away from your ears. Consciously relax your face, even allowing yourself to smile. Aim to have your feet hip width apart with your hands on your lap. And ensure that the bottom of your feet are firmly planted on the ground, making any adjustment that might be necessary. Now, gradually close your eyes and turn your attention inwards, allowing your awareness to find your breath, following the inhales and the exhales. Just watching your breath as it comes into your body through your nostrils and leaves in the same way. Aiming just to be a detached observer of your breath, not trying to control or change anything. Also know that distracting thoughts will come up, maybe many times. When that happens to you, you have not done anything wrong. But when you notice your thinking, don't follow your thoughts, perhaps as we do in everyday life. Just let them go without judgment and return your attention to your breath. Following the inhales and the exhales. Now shift your attention from your breath to the bottom of your feet in the best way you possibly can. Ask yourself the question, how do I know from my senses and my senses alone that I actually have feet? All you're doing here is allowing your attention to be focused inwards rather than being caught up with your thoughts or external stimulus. And specifically right now, your attention is in your feet. Put your awareness in the areas of your feet that are making a connection to the ground. Firstly, the balls of your feet, noticing how they make contact with the floor, feeling for any sensations that may come up just as a result of you focusing your attention in this way, and noticing perhaps the absence of sensation. Direct your awareness backwards into your heels, feeling for the places in your heels that are connected to the earth, doing this with the left heel. And then the right heel. Transitioning now to look for the gap that might exist between your feet and the floor, that is perhaps created by the bridge of your feet. Looking for a space that may or may not exist. Allowing your feet to feel heavy and solidly connected to the ground. Now, with your attention drawn inwards, think of a time when you faced an obstacle, a challenge, either personal or professional. One that challenged and taxed you, and where you were ultimately successful, although there were times when you felt like you would come up short. So this might be a moment that you know was particularly important for you. It may be particularly fresh in your memory, but just trusting yourself to select the right example and then commit to using this experience as we work going forward. Go back to that situation and relive it. When did it happen? Recently? Many years ago? Who was involved? See their faces. Recall why this particular incident was difficult. What was it about it that made it challenging? As you continue to revisit the experience, now recall how things turned out. What actually happened? What were the twists and turns along the way? Were there times where it felt like things would really turn out badly? What strengths did you draw upon? So reliving and remembering the challenge itself, the outcome, and all the steps along the way in as much detail as possible. And with the memory now fresh in your experience, think about what you learnt from this situation. In what ways are you older and wiser? How has it added to your expertise and sense of personal confidence? Recognize too how maybe, even without knowing it, how you have leveraged this experience in events since then. Look at what you're facing today. How can you deliberately draw on the experience and these feelings of personal confidence to overcome today's challenges, home or work? Now, as you deliberately bring your focus on positive events from the past, notice how this exercise makes you feel. Be aware of the positive feelings and allow the feelings to build. How would you describe the feeling? Feeling of inner strength, of being empowered, personal trust, inner confidence. Name the feeling. Locate the feeling. Where does it primarily exist? Chest, your heart, in your gut. Allow these feelings to grow from its primary source throughout your body, up into your torso, down into your legs, growing and expanding throughout your whole body, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Imagine what it would be like to use these feelings in the challenging experiences of the moment. Maybe visualizing yourself doing exactly that. And know, as you feel good about this achievement, I invite you to recognize that these feelings are you. They did not come from anywhere else. They did not originate from outside of you. They are you. And they are always there for you to access at any time. So own, acknowledge, and accept these feelings. And as you prepare to open your eyes, intend to bring these feelings back into your normal waking state. There's no reason to let them go. Know too that you can do this exercise at any time. Now, gradually, and when you're ready, gently open your eyes and please enjoy the rest of your day.